Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
The great 8th century B.C. prophet Isaiah severely castigated the Israelites for their ungodly and vicious conduct. He accused them of being indifferent to the Lord's goodness. He called them a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children who are corruptors. Because of their wickedness, God had punished them by making their country desolate and burning their cities with fire. He refused to accept their sacrifices. He did not answer their prayers because their hands were full of blood. Isaiah 1, 3, 4, 7, 11 through 15. Was there a remedy for the spiritual sickness that prevailed among God's people? Please listen to the message God sent the prophet to deliver to the Jews. Wash yourselves. Make yourselves clean. Put away your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Isaiah 1, 16. Do you understand how absolutely essential it was for the Israelites to repent? When God instructed the Israelites to wash themselves and make themselves clean, He did not mean for them to take a bath. Their sins were of the heart and could be remedied only by submitting to God's means of getting rid of their sins. They had to repent and show fruits worthy of repentance. The commands to people living under the Christian era resemble what God told His people under the Old Covenant. If alien sinners want their sins remitted, they must obey the gospel by repenting and being baptized. The Apostle Peter wrote, "The like figure whereunto even baptism does also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." 1 Peter 3:21. Once we have obeyed the gospel, we can have the continual cleansing of our sins if we walk in the light as Jesus Christ is in the light. 1 John 1:7. Isaiah instructed the people of God, "Put away the evil of your doings before my eyes." If the Israelites thought they could continue to revolt against God, offer vain sacrifices, and engage in murderous activities, they were badly mistaken. They had to turn from their wickedness and obey the Lord's commands. In some ways, the members of the church in Laodicea were like the Israelites of the 8th century B.C. The Laodiceans were lukewarm and neither hot nor cold. Their condition made the Lord sick at His stomach, figuratively speaking. But the Lord still loved the members at Laodicea and wanted them to change so He could forgive them. "As many as I love, I rebuke and discipline. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne." Revelation 2, 19-21. The idea that God's children cannot fall from grace is soundly refuted by the words of the great prophet Isaiah. If God's children will not be lost, regardless of their behavior, why do the Old Testament prophets and the preachers of the New continually warn of the danger of falling? Isaiah's words do not constitute a hypothetical warning. The Israelites were required to repent and serve the Lord. When Christians became unfaithful, they were commanded to repent or else. I have already mentioned the Laodiceans. Please listen to what Jesus Christ said to the Ephesians, who had left their first love. "Remember, therefore, from whence you have fallen, and repent, and do your first works, or else I will come unto you quickly, and will remove the candlestick out of his place, except you repent." Revelation 2:5. Were the Ephesians in danger of being lost if they did not repent? My friends, you know they were. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.